Warning, I spoil everything. So here's what you missed by not playing Assassin's Creed Unity. Now Abstergo's rolled out Helix, a gaming platform that lets players relive genetic memories for fun. You play through a memory sequence about a Templar Grand Master in 1307, but your session gets hijacked by a remote cell of assassin agents who invite you to join their crew to fight the Templars. The Templars might find out and kill you, but that's the risk that you're willing to take, and you literally can't say no. So they reveal their plan to recreate the DNA of the Earth's ancient precursor race by analyzing the human remains of every sage they can find. Your assassin contact loads in a new memory sequence and tells you to locate another sage so you can find out where his body winds up when he dies. Got it? Enter little Arno Dorian in 1776. On a visit to Versailles with his father, he meets Elise de Lisere, and they chase around causing mischief until they see guards rushing around. The crowd surrounds the body of his father, murdered by an unknown hand. So Arno is taken in and raised by Elisa's father in Paris. 13 years later, Arno's living as a servant to the family when he finds out that Elise is in town for a party he wasn't invited to. I know the feeling. And though he is given an urgent message to deliver to Master de Lisere, he gives up searching for him so he can crash the party. After seeing Elise, Arno sneaks out and finds de Lisere himself reeling from a fatal attack. Presumed to be the killer, Arno is arrested and imprisoned in Bastille. Inside, he impresses fellow prisoner Belloc when he reads precursor writings on the wall that normal eyes can't see. Belloc reveals he's an assassin and knew Arno's father, who was also a member of the Brotherhood. They bro out for a while until the prison is stormed and they escape on Bastille Day. Then Belloc invites Arno to join the club. When Arno reunites with Elise, she blames him for her father's death, since the message he failed to deliver carried a warning that could have saved his life. And it turns out she and her father are actually Templars. It's a small world, you know. Determined to redeem himself, Arno starts tracking down the killer with the permission of the Council. While following the murder weapon, he saves the life of Templar François Germain. But before long, he learns that Germain was behind de Lisere's murder, so he could rise in the Templar ranks. Also, Germain is the sage that Abstergo is looking for. And every now and then, the memory simulation freaks out and changes to other time periods, like the Belle Epoque and World War II occupation. Then there's some politics and intrigue between the assassins and the Templars, the French Revolution, and a runaway hot air balloon, and Arno meets a young Napoleon Bonaparte and watches as King Louis loses his head. Belloc and Arno end up dueling, and Arno adds one more to the body count. He finally tracks down Germain, who's taken over as Templar Grand Master, but he and Elise are no match for the sage, who carries the ancient sword of Eden. The fight collapsed with some of the room's ceiling trapping Arno under rubble. When Elise faces Germain alone, his sword explodes, wounding him and killing her. Arno takes Germain's life, leaving his body to rot. Years later, he moves the sage's remains to the catacombs, where he is certain Abstergo will never find it. And that's what you missed by not playing Assassin's Creed Unity.